Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. Yes.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Who are cheering on this conviction of Donald Trump, the amount of people who are celebrating as the United States of America joins the ranks of tyrannical nations that imprison their political enemies, silence the people, intimidate the people, censor the people. It is just shocking. It's amazing to me how many people are cheering this on. They have no idea the damage they have done to the Republic, but they have certainly helped Donald Trump in November, no doubt about it. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. Trump is shattering records, fundraising records, shattering records. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. It's amazing. I mean, the sites were crashing last night. So many people were trying to give money. So many people were trying to give money in dollar increments of about $47, because it'd be the 47th president of the United States of America, and crash the sites, because people are outraged by this. Now, let's go over a couple things here right off the top of two things can be true at the same time, as I often say. Number one, the fact is, yes, this helps Donald Trump in November. No question about it. It helps him. I have no doubts. It's going to help him raise money. It's going to make him more of a political rock star. He's gangsta, and it helps him. There are millions of Americans who have dealt with some measure of the legal system over the years. There are also people who have been convicted and then their appeals were overturned and I think this will be overturned on appeal. Trump's going to raise more money off this. There's no question in my mind. This helps him in November. But the damage to the Republic, the damage to the United States of America, what we've done here by doing this, you cannot undo this. I said to you yesterday, I said May 30th will never be, we will look back on May 30th as the day that America changed. It's one of those seminal moments in American history. You know, America was not the same on September 12th as it was on September 10th. It changed. Everything changed on 9/11. You know, this massive national security state was built up. There are moments in American history that just changed the country. The political innocence of America was destroyed when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Trust in our institutions was shattered after Watergate. There are seminal moments that happen. What happened yesterday was that we've joined the ranks of third world countries, dictatorships. I mean, Putin poisons his political enemies and the media in this country freaks out. We're trying to imprison our political enemies. And I got to tell you, too, you know, the people that say you got to trust the process and trust the courts and trust the verdict and everything. Where are these people when the Supreme Court rules and they don't like the ruling? And they scream that the Supreme Court is illegitimate and the justices need to be removed and the Supreme Court is destroying our freedom and our liberty. Isn't it amazing? In the last couple of days, we've heard them try to completely destroy the credibility of an outstanding justice named Samuel Alito, try to get him to be recuse himself from the Supreme Court hearing any cases on January the 6th. And then yesterday, suddenly now, you have to just trust the judicial process. They always get it right. They never get it wrong. It's a disgrace is what it is to the Republic. And we will never go back. What's going to happen from this point forward is that prosecutors will make names for themselves by going after former presidents. It's what's going to happen. No doubt about it. And the idea of presidential immunity, whether or not the Supreme Court comes back on that or not, it's irrelevant, really, because what this case shows us is that you can go after the president vis-a-vis his campaigning, which is not part of the official actions of the presidency. We don't know exactly what the underlying crime is yet. We still don't know. We know it was unanimous on the falsification of records. We don't know if it was unanimous on whatever the second crime was that that Alvin Bragg was able to use to elevate this from being a misdemeanor to a felony to bypass the statute of limitations and then get this case in court. We don't know if all 12 of them agreed on the same thing, if it was a 4-4-4 split. We just don't know yet. And we also know that Trump will appeal this, which is good. But I'm telling you right now, I mean, a prosecutor is going to look at what a candidate says in an election and find instances where that candidate lied to the voters. And then we'll go after them for election interference. Because that's at the heart of what this case was all about with Donald Trump, right? This idea that had he told everybody about the allegations raised by Stormy Daniels that, well, maybe you would have changed your vote. Maybe you would have voted for Hillary Clinton. Maybe you would have stopped this monster from becoming president. So every time a politician goes out there, puts out a mail piece, lies about their background, exaggerates something, leaves something out that could be material to the voters, that's fair. It's open season now. Open season on them. We'll go after them now. What used to be considered just protected political speech, meaning that I don't have to tell the public whether or not there's allegations against me. I don't have to do that. It's protected political speech. That's over now in America. So if I put out a mail piece, a nice glossy mail piece saying that I'm the most fiscally conservative member of the state of New Jersey legislature, and you should vote for me, but it turns out I'm actually not. According to a conservative rating group, there's someone better. Although good luck with that if I was in the legislature. But hey, go after me. I just lied and I used the mail. I used the postal service to send out a lie to the voters. And Democrats who deliberately cover up things about their past, who don't tell the voters, who are not honest and forthright, well, then they're going to wind up getting charged, too, because they've misled the voting public. That's the standard that's created in the Alvin Bragg case. And I know that people are too busy. The left is too busy cheering on this verdict to see the damage that they've created. Way too busy doing that. But I'm telling you right now, I mean, if I'm a prosecutor, if I'm a state attorney general, if I'm a U.S. attorney under Trump, I'm going to look very, very closely at Joe Biden. And particularly, even if the court comes back and says presidents have immunity from their official actions, which I do hope the court says, I'm going to look at whether or not Biden knew about that Hunter Biden laptop and whether he lied to everybody about it. I'm going to look at the allegations that were raised by Tara Reid. And I'm going to look at that and see if whether or not Biden lied about that, too. And I'm going to look at all these things. And if I can find any evidence, do you even really need evidence, though? I'll charge him. And whether or not I get a conviction, the process is the punishment. Whether or not the conviction is upheld on appeal, the process is the punishment. I'll get my guy. I'll get him by putting him through the hell of this. That's what I'll do. And that's how I'll succeed. And that's how I'll make a name for myself in politics. Because let's face it, a lot of these prosecutors, that's what they want. They want higher office. But the lesson of this whole thing is the power that prosecutors have. And I told you yesterday, you know, George Soros is a... the guy is very, very savvy when he figures out how to destroy America from within. Very savvy. Because he realized years ago that the real way to change America was not by electing a president, not by electing senators or governors. It was by electing prosecutors, district attorneys. That's how you change America. You want to change America? You change America from the courthouse. So this guy who hates our country decided that that's what he's going to do. And he started funding people like Alvin Bragg and Larry Krasner in Philadelphia and district attorneys across the country. What did they do? Well, ironically enough, as people were screaming today about how the rule of law must be followed and the verdict must be respected, even these hack phony Republicans who were coming out and saying the verdict must be respected, Larry Krasner has spent so much time as district attorney of Philadelphia trying to undo convictions, trying to overturn convictions. So much so to the point that his predecessor, Seth Williams, had to write an op-ed and say, this is ridiculous. I'm the black former district attorney, and this guy is in there trying to overturn my convictions based on the idea that they were racially motivated. And the left loves Mumia. I mean, they love putting money towards Mumia to try to get him out of prison. Ben and Jerry's, all these other woke corporations, colleges, books, speakers. I mean, they're all in on trying to overturn his conviction. But we're supposed to respect the verdict and believe that if you don't respect the verdict, now that makes you a bad American. Like, you don't trust the system. You don't believe in the system. You ever heard of the Innocence Project, which works to overturn convictions of people? Sometimes people who've been in prison for 30 years and new evidence comes to light. But in today on the 31st of May, you're just supposed to respect the verdict. Respect it. Why? Why should I respect a guilty verdict? Why should anybody respect a verdict? If you're supposed to respect the verdict, then why do we have an appeals process? Why do we have the ability for people to come back decades later with new evidence and try to get the case reheard in court? Why do we do those things? The verdict should just be respected. The other thing, too, of what the damage to the Republic, that what they've done here, is that they've told the world that the United States of America is no longer the shining city on the hill. We are no better than the banana republic, third world countries. We're no better than Putin. We're no better than Venezuela. We're no better than any of these countries that prosecute their political enemies. Italy, I mean, all these countries that change prime ministers all the time and go after the old ones. And they prosecute Macron in France. I mean, we are just like them. We're just like them. The world used to look to us and look at our constitution and look at our legal system and revere it. You know, as if America, the shining city on the hill, we get it right. We don't go after our political enemies like they do in other countries. We leave that to the voters. That's how we deal with politics, not through the court system. And what happened in New York yesterday changed all that forever. Changed all that forever. Based on this notion that Donald Trump had an obligation to tell the voters about an allegation, excuse me, that was made against him. Whether it's real or not, and he says it isn't, and I could care less. I could care less if it is or not. But now we're going to say that if you are not completely transparent with the voters about everything you've done in your past, or if you mislead them about any of your policies or any of your positions, it's open season for us to now go after you. Now, how many politicians do you think have had to tell a staff member or a campaign worker or somebody else, hey, don't talk about this story? Or how many of them have had to have their press secretary or their communications director go out and talk to a reporter and say, please, you can't publish this story? Or maybe they tried to intimidate him like George Stephanopoulos did in the early 90s by saying, you'll never work in this town again. When do we start prosecuting political operatives who are complicit in this? political operatives who worked very hard to destroy damaging stories about their candidate, who worked very hard to push positive stories, even stories that may not be completely true. Politicians that present themselves as dedicated family people, when it turns out that their home life's a freaking mess. Even without allegations of adultery, it's just, you know, wife hates the guy, kids hate the guy. But in all those pictures and those glossy mail pieces, he presents a picture to the voters like, hey, look at me, family man of the year. We find out that's all BS. Charge the guy. Go after him. Why not? He used the mail. He used the mail to mail these pieces out. So now it's a federal offense on top of that. And so even though there's nothing in the law that says you have to be honest when you're running for office or you have to disclose all your skeletons or your allegations of skeletons, that's now the new standard in America. Basically, we can get you for anything. I've long said this. This has been one of my longstanding Zeoli axioms. If you've been listening to the show since day one, you know this. But hey, listen, the Zeoli Army is always taking new recruits. So I'm happy the show is growing. I appreciate it. I'm grateful. Thank you. I'm blessed. If you're joining us now for the first time, welcome aboard. Great. But I've said for years, if the government wants to get you, the government will get you. It'll find a way. How the government gets you, not the point. If they want to get you, they're going to get you. They'll find a way. And it was proven true yesterday. They took a ridiculous case, a ridiculous non-crime, and they used it to prosecute the former president of the United States of America, who is the front runner for president. He's going to win. I mean, I believe he's going to win. Now, more than I did yesterday, I think he's going to win. I think he's going to use this momentum to go right into November. I think this is going to help him in every single way. I really do. That's just not me being Pollyannish about this. I really believe that. And I haven't heard from somebody today who's not a Trump supporter at all, who said this is just going to make him more and more of a rock star. He's a political prisoner now. He's an outlaw. He's the gangsta. And people love that. And that's what's going to help him as well. But the damage to our political system, to the republic, that is irreversible. I mean it, it's irreversible. We will now enter a new phase in American politics where we've already used institutions to intimidate political enemies. We've already used institutions to try to undermine political enemies. We've already used our institutions to try to censor the American public, to try to tell them what's information and disinformation. We've all experienced that. We've seen the FBI come in and arrest people for praying outside abortion clinics. We've seen the attorney general send a letter to moms at school board meetings saying you might be a domestic terrorist. We've seen the government spy on you if you buy Cabela's fishing hats and Bibles and guns. We've seen the institutions work with the government and big tech and corporate media to silence you if you're putting out information the government doesn't like. We've seen our institutions try to undermine a political candidate in 2016 from becoming president. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, the two lovebirds texting each other saying, he can't win. He won't. Don't worry. We'll stop him. We've seen our institutions try to undermine a president of the United States while he was in office, as the FBI and the NSA and these other three-letter, four-letter agencies worked to undermine Trump's presidency because he didn't want to start any new wars. And we saw how the institutions worked deliberately to push a completely fake dossier to try to undermine Trump's credibility and paint him as a Russian plant. We saw as our institutions wasted $60 million-plus dollars going after Trump over Russia collusion with a Mueller report that led to nothing. Led to convictions regarding people for not registering as a foreign agent, doing business overseas, but it did nothing to prove any Russian collusion by Donald Trump. Nothing, because it wasn't there. But now we've seen something new in America. In 1976, Frank Church, the senator who led the Church Commission on reforming the FBI, after the FBI had for years intimidated political rivals and spied on people like Dr. Martin Luther King and famous singers and actors, and led this Church Commission. And then he gave a very long, detailed warning on Meet the Press, back when Meet the Press was a respectable program. And he said, if we don't rein this in now, we are going to keep empowering these agencies to become more and more politically powerful, and they'll use that power against the people. What we did yesterday is we went a step further. After decades of watching the institutions intimidate and undermine, and institutions including even bureaucrats that say the EPA who undermine Reagan's agenda or Trump's agenda, we've watched all that happen as the executive branch has people within it that work to undermine the duly elected president of the United States with his policies. But yesterday we saw something new, which is that we will now use the courts to stop our political rivals. So you see, Soros knows what he's doing. You get these prosecutors elected. You get these district attorneys elected. You can change America. That was proven yesterday. George Soros is one of Alvin Bragg's biggest donors. He's Larry Krasner's biggest donor. And yesterday proved that his plan worked. His plan to destroy America worked because he got district attorneys elected who would go soft on crime, because guys like Soros and these district attorneys, they believe truly the criminals are the victims of society. The criminals are not the bad guys. It's people like Trump who are the bad guys. So you watch as guys like Krasner and Bragg lower felonies down to misdemeanors. You watch as they release criminals on the streets. You watch as they stop charging people for things. You watch as their cities go to hell with crime on the rise. And then you watch as they use their power as a prosecutor at a local level. Think about this now. At the local level, to go after the Republican frontrunner, the frontrunner for the presidency of the United States, the chief political rival to the president. They did change America by getting these district attorneys elected. They did it. That was their goal. That was their goal from day one. Soros said, I'm not going to look at the White House. I'm going to look at the courthouse. I'm going to look at the courthouse in the cities, and I'm going to pour money into the pockets of these district attorneys. And then that's how we'll change America. That's how we'll destroy America from within. We'll go after the cops, not the criminals. We will overturn convictions of people. We will present the American justice system as racist and corrupt, and we will highlight systemic racism within it. And then we'll go after our political enemies. And who would have ever thought they could do that on the local level? Who would have ever thought they'd be able to do it on the local level? Well, I guess Soros did. I guess all the other people in that universe did. They saw it. We don't have to be bound by the fact that we're just city prosecutors. We can stretch this now as far as we possibly can. And we just get a jury to convict in this woke city that we live in, and we're good. And then America will destroy itself from within as America works to punish its political rivals and enemies. That's what happened yesterday. That's what happened. And make no mistake about it, your love and support of Trump today is stronger than it was yesterday. My support of Trump is stronger than it was yesterday. He'll probably be the next president of the United States. I'm very confident of that fact. And I think this helps him. But unfortunately, the damage that has been done by having these district attorneys elected throughout the country, the damage that has been done by turning these cities into absolute hellholes of violence, and then finding out that they can use their power to truly change America, that I don't know how we recover from that. And I know how politics works. It's all about revenge, baby. It's about revenge. And there is going to be a price to pay for this. There are Republicans now who are going to, trust me on this, they are going to go after Democrats in the same manner, because that's how it works. So this is the new era of America that we have entered into. And the world looks at us and says, what happened to that shining city on a hill? Sad day for the Republic. It really is. It's a very sad day for the Republic. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Love to hear from you today. We have a great show for you ahead. We got some great guests stopping by, including Jimmy Failla, Dr. Victoria Coates, Caroline Levitt, David Gelman. We got a full show, and I want to thank Dr. Mike Venaria for being our top story sponsor. If you're on the fence about getting that dental procedure, call Dr. Mike Venaria today. He's the master of dental implants. Schedule your free consultation at 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VenariaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. We're coming right back.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Tim, thank you for being here. I mean, some of the insanity that has been said by the left, like, for example, I'm not going to play the clip. I don't want you to hear this. It's just disgusting, but I'll just read it to you. Joy Behar says she got so excited about the Trump verdict, she started leaking in a Costco aisle. Yeah. Yeah, that's how excited they are. Whoopi Goldberg boasting that Trump is a convicted felon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny because the it's an excellent point that Chris Eppolito sent. It's an excellent read back from the good old days when the left thought prosecuting your political enemies was a bad idea. CNN, October 10th, 2016. Trump threatened to jail Clinton if elected. These countries might do the same. Donald Trump quipped during Sunday night's debate that if he were president, Hillary Clinton would be in jail. Remember that joke he said? He said, if you were president, he turned around and goes, you'd be in jail. That comment caught many Americans off guard, and it sounded disappointingly familiar to those living under authoritarian regimes. To start, here's what Trump said. I hate to say it, but if I win, I'm going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation. That was Hillary Clinton's email scandal. Of course, we know that Trump never did that. When Clinton responded by saying it's good that someone with Trump's temperament isn't in charge, he interjected because you'd be in jail. So why did the comment elicit such passionate responses from both Republicans and Democrats? Trump supporters argue that if Clinton was not a well-known politician, she very well may have been charged and faced jail time for using a private email server for official business while Secretary of State. The FBI investigated and concluded there was not enough evidence to merit a criminal prosecution before handing over its findings to the U.S. Department of Justice. Now, that was when Comey, of course, came out and said no reasonable prosecutor would ever bring this case. But Americans of all stripes and colors don't like the fact that we may jail our political opponents. Here's what CNN's Dana Bash said back then. What makes this country different from countries with dictators in Africa or Stalin or Hitler or any of those countries with dictators and totalitarian leaders is when they take over, they put their opponents in jail. Don Graham. Well, after 228 years, the bitterest differences imaginable, the Civil War, the Depression, Vietnam, many more, a presidential candidate has threatened to throw his opponent in jail if elected. Dictators do this. American presidents, including some who hated their opponents, have never dreamed of doing such a thing. Here are some other leaders in countries that have jailed political opposition while in power. Again, this is CNN, back when they gave a damn about this stuff. Vladimir Putin is often accused of jailing his political opponents. Prominent example is Mikhail Khodorkovsky, a former oligarch and Putin opponent. Spent 10 years in prison on charges many believe were politically motivated. Imagine that. He now lives in exile in Switzerland. Leopoldo Lopez, an opposition leader in Venezuela, is serving a 14-year prison sentence on charges that a former prosecutor says were fabricated by the government. Taiwan's former president was jailed on corruption charges that he says were politically motivated after his political party lost power in 2008. Augusto Pinochet assumed power in Chile after a coup in 1973, disappearing and arresting political opponents. Current Egyptian president Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has been accused of helping orchestrate the coup that led to the ouster of the democratically elected Mohamed Morsi, who has been sentenced to death on charges that many in the international community say are politically motivated. A tweet from Joel Achenbach back then said, remember, Trump said as supreme leader, he'd throw Hillary in jail. It's not like he'd have her executed. Keep it in perspective. North Korea has executed its top education officials and defense minister in the last 2 years. Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe put a lawmaker in jail who described the longtime strongman as a gay who sleeps around. An entire wing of the notorious Evin prisoners in Iran believed to house political prisoners. That's just a snapshot of the cases around the world in recent history. But the point is this. Many Americans believe jailing political opponents or threatening to is the hallmark of a dictatorship, not a vibrant democracy. And that's a view shared by Democrats and Republicans. Even former Attorney General Eric Holder also said that jailing Clinton would constitute an abuse of power. He said, so real Donald Trump will order his AG to take certain actions. When Nixon tried that, his AG courageously resigned. Trump is dangerous / unfit. In the USA, we do not threaten to jail political opponents. Donald Trump said he would. He is promising to abuse the power of the office. You cannot underestimate the history that was made in our country. A line was crossed that I don't know has been crossed in my lifetime, maybe ever. He threatened to jail his opponent, said CNN's Van Jones. I'm sure Van Jones is very upset today by the verdict in the Trump case. I'm sure he's very upset. He went on to call it a new low in American democracy. Said CNN's Dana Bash, not to sound too corny, but what makes this country different, for I read that quote to you already, to hear one presidential candidate, even if it was a flip comment, which it was, say you're going to jail your political opponent on a debate stage in the United States of America is stunning. Just stunning. That was CNN from this article entitled Trump Threatened to Jail Clinton If Elected. These Countries Might Do the Same by Joshua Berlinger, CNN, back in October of 2016. Now, just out of, I don't know, for giggles, let me just go to some of the people that might have posted in the article in that and then maybe what their responses are to Trump being found guilty in court. I wonder if they're very upset today. Well, let's see what Garry Kasparov said. I'm loath to attempt to be a voice of reason on a day like today, but must try after seeing so many outrageous comments about the Trump verdict. I have mixed feelings. I have mixed feelings, as everyone who cares about American democracy must. The easy part first, that I would have voted guilty had I been a juror. Even Trump's most devoted partisans shift the focus to should the case have been brought or why it was, and not that the overwhelming evidence that he did what he was accused of. I do have reservations as to the judge's bias and the pressure any jurors tempted to exonerate Trump must have felt, especially should their anonymity end. But these are secondary matters, and it cannot be said it was not a fair trial in a free country. Why the trial happened is not irrelevant. Experts seem to agree, blah, 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 blah. Trump is no political martyr. This was a real trial and jury instead of a single phone call to the judge. Guilty verdicts in dictatorships are followed by the gulag or a bullet in the back of the head, not a press conference and a fundraiser on the court steps. It's a little bit different, though, what he said back in 2016 when he tweeted out at 12:03 a.m., Trump's president day one checklist, jail opponent. But hey, listen, that was them. This is now. It's cool. It's all right. You know, you can have a different opinion. Joe Lachenbach back then said, remember, Trump said as supreme leader, he'd throw Hillary in jail, but it's not like he'd have her executed. Keep that in perspective. So what's Joe Lachenbach saying today? Nothing. Shocking. I mean, he's tweeted out a lot of things, but really nothing on this. I know. Amazing, right? Where's his Ophelia Duff protest too much moment right now on social media? I'm not seeing it. Jake Horowitz, who tweeted out a few politicians who have jailed their political opponents, including Putin, Erdogan, Chavez, Mugabe, Pinochet, Noriega, # just saying, # debate, with a big rainbow flag behind him. What is Jake Horowitz saying today? Nothing. That's right. No tweet defending Donald Trump or bashing the system or anything like that. What is David Frum saying today? Let's see. David Frum going on and saying, don't disrespect America's military fallen. Don't denigrate America's justice system. Don't fly the flag upside down. How hard is any of this? And then he defends Alvin Bragg. He says, no, Alvin Bragg did not promise to prosecute Donald Trump in his campaign for election as DA. But again, David Frum back then said, who would consent to serve as attorney general to a president who believed he could direct prosecutions of his political opponents? See what Eric Holder has to say, huh? Shall we? Nothing. Other than he thinks that Alito and Thomas must recuse themselves. But he doesn't say anything regarding the Trump verdict. But here's what he said back then. So real Donald Trump. In the USA, we do not threaten to jail political opponents. Donald Trump is promising to abuse the power of his office. Not so much today. And what has Dana Bash said, out of curiosity? Has Dana Bash said anything worthy of note today? Has Dana Bash come out and said this is not what we do in this country? Has Dana Bash at CNN said anything? What are the good folks at CNN saying? Huh? What are the good folks over at CNN saying? Well, here's a little clip for you that I have. Let's see. CNN's Cassie Hunt. No, I'm sorry. CNN. Where's the one? I'll find it in a second here. This is MSNBC, though. Lock him up. This is a panel now on MSNBC. Joy Reid, Andrew Weissman, all the same people that said Donald Trump should never threaten to jail his political opponents, chanting lock him up and arguing for Trump's imprisonment, cut 12.
That goes to both of you, because I just quickly Googled when in 2018, when the Southern District of New York, when the Southern District indicted Michael Cohen for the same conduct plus some tax violations, it was the same case, which is why this case made sense as a easily convictable case, because there had been a non-prosecution agreement for David Pecker's organization, AMI, on the same facts. And Michael Cohen was convicted on the same facts for the same conduct. He got 3 years in prison. He was also a nonviolent first offender. He had committed no previous crimes. He wasn't like a bank robber before that. He had not been a felon before. He was a first offender. And Donald Trump's Justice Department, and I have to say that again, Donald Trump's Justice Department prosecuted Michael Cohen and gave him a 3-year sentence plus a $50,000 fine for the same conduct. Now, does the, and I know it's a state case, I know it's separate, but it is the same conduct.
So,
is it taken into account that a person that was a co-conspirator got 3 years?
I'm going to add even another fact on sort of to make your point. One of the reasons he got 3 years and not a higher sentence is that Michael Cohen cooperated with the Mueller investigation.
He pleaded guilty.
He pled guilty. He didn't go to trial. That is a benefit in terms of sentencing. You get a lower sentence just for doing that. But he also cooperated. I know that the Southern District says he didn't cooperate with that case, but the Mueller case, he got a cooperation agreement and he was given that letter. So the one quibble would be that some of what sort of was the result of that sentence was other conduct. So that was something that the judge could consider. But there is no question that one of the arguments is, I mean, you should come to court and make it, is one of the arguments that the DA will make is comparability.
Yes. Stop. I can't take it. The guy's voice is too annoying. Let me send you this. This is Joy Reid back in 2016. You just heard her going on and on about this and how, you know, this is, and they're all celebrating over at MSNBC. But I'll play for you a clip of Joy Reid from 2016. I just sent it to you, Matt. Let me grab a quick call here. Let's go to Michael. He's in Wilmington. Michael, how you doing?
Good. Good afternoon. Rich, I would respectfully argue that you're kind of engaging in what I think a lot of Republicans are doing, or Trump supporters are doing, which is we're being schmucks. If you looked at the analysis of all the bright people on TV 3-4 days ago, they predicted, hey, there's a pretty good chance of a hung jury, or we were arguing rules of evidence. The jury had no intention ever of acquitting Donald Trump. The judge had no intention ever of running a fair trial. And we're stupidly on the sideline saying, well, they should play by the rules that we should play by. Maybe they're being hypocritical. They will do whatever they have to do. They're going to cheat in every way in the election. I don't know if you saw this on the debate, how the debate was changed yesterday. The debate with CNN sponsoring is now going to be allowing commercials to occur during the debate, which means that Joe Biden will get 5 or 7 minutes and then he'll get a break. Then he'll get to confer and read some notes. And then they're running. It's not going to be a 90-minute debate or a 60-minute debate that we think of. It's going to be interjected every 8 or 10 minutes he gets a break. Why was that done? Mm-hmm. To protect Joe Biden. Joe Biden is going to cheat in every possible way.
Okay, what's your point, though? What is your point? I understand that they're going to cheat. What's your point?
my point is, let's think about what the judge's next step is going to be. It's going to be before the convention. There should be 30, 40, 50, 100,000 people in Manhattan on the streets with signs saying free Trump, because this judge is going to do whatever he can that's going to be most damaging to the election. He'll jail him or put him on confinement at home. And meanwhile, there'll be like 100 people on the sidewalk, and the judge did this, and he had every right to do it, and we'll be shocked that he somehow didn't act fairly. They're going to cheat in every extreme way. And we're behaving like, well, let's go back and look at what they said before, and they're being hypocritical. We're being schmucks.
All right, we won't be schmucks. We'll go. Okay, thank you very much for the call. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. We won't be schmucks. We'll go out there and hold signs. Okay, fine. Tony's in Yardley. Tony, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Rich. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm getting a lot of encouragement from the fact, I think it's great, that Melania Trump has been making all these very outward and obvious shows of support for her husband. It really has been encouraging and really shows how firmly she's standing behind her husband, don't you think?
Yeah, you're cute. Why does she have to say anything? Is she not allowed to have her private life? Or do you think that women have to just be subservient to men and have to go out there and defend their husbands?
Are you
mansplaining for Melania Trump? You as a man, you want to tell Melania Trump how, as a woman, she should behave in her marriage? Do you do that to women all the time? Is that something you do?
She does only what's required in her
prenup. Is that something you normally do to women, Tony? Do you normally tell women how to behave in their marriages and to be subservient to their husbands and go out there? Do you normally do this? Are you a marriage counselor?
She can't wait.
Do you have any friends where you sit there and you tell the wives of your friends how they should behave, what they should say, what they should do? Do you do that? You must be fun at parties.
Why don't you get off the phone,
you sexist jackass? How about that? Very good. Melania Trump's entitled to do whatever Melania Trump wants. She's a woman, she's an adult, and you, as a man, have no right to mansplain to Melania Trump what she should or should not do. She's entitled to her privacy. I know that shocks you. And she has a teenage son who just graduated high school. And maybe she just likes to maybe protect him too. Just a little bit, right? Maybe. But I'm glad. You know, that liberal men can call up the show and tell women how to behave, tell women how to act, tell women what they should do, and mock them if they don't live up to the standards that Tony has set for how women should behave in marriages. Grateful for that. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Because I thought this whole women's lib thing was just getting a little too much for me. I don't know about you. What's next? You're going to want to drive? Vote? Huh? In Tony's world, you do what you're told, all right? And you speak only when you're out there to defend your husband. You got it? Otherwise, you zip it. Back in the kitchen, you bake, barefoot and pregnant. Listen, I have no tolerance today. I'm just warning you right now. I have no tolerance for your nonsense. So if you're going to try to do stuff like that, understand that that's what you're going to get in response. If you're going to try to be cute and think you can outsmart me, you're going to get that in response. So, Tony from Wilmington, you're a sexist jackass, okay? And I hope that the entire Zioli army just heard how you belittle women and mock them. And you think you know how they should behave. While you're at it, Tony, could you make sure that your wife cooks us some muffins maybe and sends them to the studio? I doubt you have a wife, because what kind of a woman would want to tolerate being around a guy like you? All right, so anyway, let me tell you about my friend and dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental. Dr. Mike is the master of implant dentistry. I've been telling you about Dr. Mike for years. My entire family goes to Dr. Veneria because the level of care and commitment to dental excellence that Dr. Mike and his staff delivers to every patient is unmatched. He's been delivering results that surpass expectations, and that has made him a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He is one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, reach out to Dr. Mike today. You have a choice, a clear choice for you and your family. Give Dr. Venieri a call. I promise you won't be disappointed. With two locations to serve you, in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. You will love the smile from Dr. Mike. You'll be so happy that you got it. And you're going to love him, too, because he's a great guy. And he's got great music playing in the office, great people that work with him and for him, and will give you a great smile. And you know what else, too? He respects women. He does. He's a great husband. He's a great father. And I've seen the way he treats his wife. And he doesn't make his wife go out there and say anything to defend him or anything like that. He's really a very respectful man. So go see him today. Dr. Mike Venieri, VenieriaDental.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.